on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony.
Indeed.
Mom, you have a new heart shirt. How many heart shirts do you have in your repertoire, would you say?
You know, I've never counted, but this was a Mother's Day present from my husband.
Yes.
And I quite love it. It is a pink sweatshirt, very soft, nice,
super cute,
with white hearts at the, what do you call it? Because it's not like, the elbow.
What's the inner part of your elbow? What is there a name for that?
That would be called the inner part of your elbow.
It's the inner part of your elbow. But, yeah, I like it's a little unexpected. Instead of having it right on the front, over your heart, I like that the hearts are on your arms.
And also,
arms.
Do you realize one
You're
heart
on your heart
is,
on your sleeve, Mom. Two
exactly.
of them.
But, you know, one heart is going up the way a normal heart would, and the other is upside down.
So there's one for you and one for everybody else.
Yes.
Did you have a nice Mother's Day?
Oh, which part?
Well, the part where you bailed on the dinner that we were supposed to have together. Yeah.
Oh, whoa,
she just
what?
Didn't show up at dinner.
Well, that was
really?
Yeah.
No, just
is that
Harmony.
It was very upsetting to me. My husband brought me a lovely brunch in the morning.
Yeah.
Which probably got me sick. I don't know why.
Oh, no.
I mean, he ate the same thing I did.
Yeah.
But I got sick, and he said, well, then we'll cancel dinner. And I said, no, it's Allie's Mother's Day, too. So I didn't want him to tell you. So, and by the time dinner was over, mm-hmm. I felt better, and you guys at least came over.
Yeah, very suspicious. Very suspicious that you felt better right
date.
After dinner.
I actually had a hot day. I didn't
anyway,
want to tell you
that. Yeah.
But it was altogether, it was a nice day.
Well, it's a very cute sweatshirt, and
Thank
it's
you.
From Melly.
It's from Melly.
From
yes.
Melly. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Melly has the new jeans that I want.
What,
I'm kind
whose
of obsessing. I saw them. I don't know if I saw them on their Instagram or what. They're AG. AG always fits so well.
Oh,
and they're
right.
just like a, yeah, they're very cute.
I never new, looked at like, jeans boyfriend. There.
I haven't either.
At the top.
I haven't either, but I saw them in, it was either a Galleria post or a Melly post. I'm like, ooh, those are the jeans. And they're from Melly.
And did you actually try them on, or
no,
are you
no,
just
no.
coveting
I've only,
them?
I've only seen them from afar.
Oh.
Yeah, I have to go.
Okay.
Here are a couple other places you have to go. So last week after the show, Mom, I felt a little guilty because after we said goodbye on an impulse, I just decided I'm going to go check out that Curly Girl boutique.
Why did you feel guilty?
Because I didn't take you. We went our separate ways.
I'm used to that. So,
right.
Sorry.
Yeah, right. So we had just talked about that the store had opened in, I'm going to call it South Minneapolis, I guess. It's like 28th and 38th is where it is.
I have no idea where that is.
But anyway, I went there and they were having a opening thing. Adorable.
Really?
Adorable.
So are you going to take me now?
Maybe I will.
Okay.
Curly Girl Boutique is the name.
Why is it called Curly Girl?
Because the owner has really curly hair. She's a curly girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay.
She has a little logo that looks like her, you know?
Oh, that's cute.
Yes.
All right.
But just like she had been selling online, so some people are probably familiar, for a couple of years. And decided, I believe she was a teacher, if I have the story right, and decided that she wanted to open a store. And I have to say, the whole street is so cute. I love a place where you can go and like have several places to walk into.
Oh, right.
And it was,
you can
I felt
meander.
Like, where am I? It was just so fun to be out and have several. So there's a really cute flower shop on the corner, Studio M-E-M-M-E. And then Taro, which is like all natural. They have beauty products, foods, all of that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Homespun.
Oh.
Which is a gift store, locally owned. These are all women-owned businesses, all in a line right at the same, on the same
oh, that's
street.
Great.
So, and then there's a restaurant across the street, like a brewery, and I think it's the Smokehouse. So, like, you could have a whole day, is my point.
Sure.
I like that. You could have an afternoon. But what I love is that everything I picked up was under $100.
Oh, that's good.
Like blouses for, you know, 48 and 64.
Yeah.
And a jumpsuit for 80. And, you know, just like very reasonable.
And you got a really cute jumpsuit.
Thanks, Mom. Yes.
It looked really cute on you.
I did.
And the length was right. I don't understand
Unbelievable,
that.
Unbelievable, right? Crazy.
How did that work out?
I just got
you were
super
not
lucky.
5'10".
Thanks for
not
mentioning
even close
that.
To
yeah,
five.
I forgot. Right.
Yeah.
Look who's talking. So anyway, highly recommend. And it just felt so fun to be out and walk into a couple of stores and browse. And, you know, we have a story that we'll talk about a little later about signs why, you know, retail is going to be okay. And
right.
I think that's it. I think just when you walk into a store and it's just the idea of having an afternoon where you pop in and maybe you go
it
get a coffee
good.
After. Yeah. The other thing that's really cool about that Curly Girl space is she has this little side room where she's going to open it up to have pop-ups and other. So she had like a very cute baby line, another local retailer.
So these aren't things that will be there all the time.
No, it's going to change and people can use that space to do a pop-up. So that's kind of fun. Yeah.
That's a good idea. Wait, did you say had she been in retail before?
Online. Yeah, she'd been
strictly online.
Yeah, she started as an online, you know, e-commerce and now is going into brick and mortar.
Okay. Got it.
Another new store.
Yeah,
opened,
how do you pronounce it?
Tavor?
Is it Tavor? It is Tavor.
So.
Okay.
You could say Tavor, but I think it's Tavor.
Tavor. You say potato, I say potato.
T-A-V-O-R.
Yeah.
In Excelsior and celebrating its grand... Oh, I bet it's going to be such a busy weekend in Excelsior. Such
a
nice day
it's
today.
So beautiful.
Yes, on Water Street. So the owner of longtime Excelsior boutique, Ooh La La.
Yeah.
You know
which
that store,
yeah,
right?
I sure do.
So Connie Frederick decided to open another shop. It's called Tavor. This weekend is the grand opening, which means, you know, music and
giveaways
and drawings.
And everything, yeah.
But a lot of, you know, a mix of national lines and some locals, you know, Good American Denim, Free People. And
yeah, she said she felt that was lacking. On Water Street, that she really thought there was room to have a store that had some of these national brands.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also, do you know this brand that she's just picked up through Jimmy's Eyes?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I thought I'd
heard of
it,
many pop-ups.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And
so
done a
it's
lot
a
of
fashion
like
line
markets.
And its designs are printed from paintings by a local artist.
Yep.
Jimmy Regan. And so she's carrying that as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Today is a big day out there with the DJ and cookies and all that kind of good stuff.
Yes. Another new store now open on the other side of town. I feel like a day like today, you think, oh, it's an Excelsior Wayzata day or it's a Stillwater day. Somewhere near water where there's ice cream and there's shopping. Those are my ingredients for a perfect Saturday afternoon. If you head out to Stillwater, there's a new store called Lake and Company that is now open. This is not their first location. They've added, and they do, you know, it's a mix of like gear for the lake, literally, you know, like really cool, coolers and towels and beachy stuff. And then, you know, socks and accessories and more. Locally owned by women. And that is open now right on Main Street, 214 Main Street South.
Isn't it nice that there are all these store openings?
It's wild.
I mean, do you remember when we were talking about all the stores that were closing, you know?
It's
such a refreshing time.
Yeah. Both nationals and locals, and it's just starting to happen all over. I mean, this is the time of year, I would say, you know, I mean, in a normal year, too, you want to get, especially in neighborhoods, you certainly want to capitalize on summer being outside. It's really things are kind of coming fast and furious. And I think the other thing, I've been talking to some like commercial leasing people and they always remind me, you just can't believe how long many of these deals take. And spaces that you think, oh my gosh, they're just sitting there, there's probably negotiations happening behind the scenes. It just takes forever until it actually
work it all out.
Comes to fruition.
It doesn't happen that fast. I'm
right
ready
on.
For that. What's the name of the ice cream place that's opening in Nolan Maines on 50th.
Sweet Science.
Okay.
Sweet Science.
I knew Science. I'm waiting for them. They're supposed to open by the end of this month.
Yeah.
And I want to just go up there
and
get ice cream.
Well, you've seen them before. You know, they were at Keg and Case. They were part of Keg and Case Market, which is also open again now. If you want to, that's another great place to go check out. This is going to be their first freestanding store.
I think it'll really do well because, you know,
The Edina Creamery closed.
That closed finally. You know, I mean, it was strictly ice cream for a long time. And then it became, I'm not sure, was it a Vietnamese or Korean restaurant along with the ice cream? And it just never, you know, was quite, it wasn't an ice cream destination anymore. So there really isn't a place on 50th in France. So yeah. I think this will be a big winner.
Absolutely. And yep. It's nice that it's local and they do really cool, interesting flavors. It's really a modern ice cream shop. So that's nice.
I'm excited about that.
We need to take a break. Look at that. We just keep chatting and chatting.
Yeah, sure. Jeez.
Good thing we have a radio show. All right. When we get back, what is going to happen with all of our masks as regulations are changing and how are stores handling it? That's next on Shop Girls. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Well, it's a weird, confusing time. Obviously,
you could say that.
Big
yes.
Changes this week from the CDC in terms of recommendations on masking. Lots of places lifting their requirements. Twins saying you no longer have to have a mask when you're outside at the ballpark.
Right.
However, you got to have one with you because if you go indoors, you need it. And same goes for shopping. Don't throw out the masks just yet because a lot of stores for now, national stores, are still saying you need a mask. That includes Target, CVS. What is Trader Joe's saying?
Trader Joe's, Walmart? You don't have to.
Walmart, Trader Joe's said no.
They and said Costco, no masks.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so Target is a yes, you need a mask. CVS, you need a mask. But Trader Joe's, no mask. And Walmart, no mask. Costco, same thing. So
it is confusing. And I don't really know. I believe in the science, obviously. But it is confusing because the state is saying no masks, but then Minneapolis and St. Paul are saying yes masks.
Right. So that means that within Minneapolis, a store has to abide by the city rules.
So.
They can't make their own policy.
So. I think that what you have to do.
So, for example, there's a Trader Joe's downtown.
Oh,
so you must still need one. Yeah, no, it's confusing. If you have questions or information, I mean, we're just sort of in the process of taking a survey of local boutiques and what they're going to do. I would say for now, keep a mask in your car and in your pocket.
Say,
I mean, I've got them everywhere anyway.
Yeah,
just good to have them.
You've got to have one with you.
I think it's going to be a lot of on and off for a while.
And it's confusing because, you know, supposedly it's the people who have not been vaccinated that should definitely wear a mask. But are you going to go up to each person you see and ask them if they've been vaccinated?
Well, I don't think that's probably appropriate. I don't know.
Do you don't think so? Really? I mean, you know, it's very confusing.
Yes. So just keep them with you. But meanwhile, it did occur to me, you know, I remember back in the very beginning of all of this when we were just beginning to wear masks and I had talked to, what do you call it? Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
What's the brand, you know it, that makes the hats, that the beanies that everybody loves that's based here?
Oh.
Love Your Melon. Love Your Melon. Oh my gosh. Wow. Senior moment.
Senior moment already? Yeah.
So Love Your Melon, you know, was early to jump in. And I remember talking to their leadership and they were like, oh yeah, we are all in. Like, we're going to be wearing masks for a while. We're not, you know, we're going to really make them. And then, of course, everybody got into the business.
Well, sure.
I know For Athleta, it was like a lifesaver. They sold more masks and their stats about how many people came to Athleta because of the masks and how that led sales for 2020. Insane. Off the charts. So what's going to happen?
Well, the thing, too, that I think is interesting, and that's part of what we were talking about, is that, you know, all of these companies, including like Christian Siriano, his company has produced nearly 3 million masks.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of these people that kind of pivoted or companies that opened and made a killing, and then it's like overnight, it's okay, that's different, never mind.
Well, you'd hope that you have a plan, a transition plan.
Well, you would hope
that it's a moment. I mean, I think that it is something that has become normalized where we all felt super weird going out in one before. We're never going to feel that way again.
No.
You
no.
know, and we've talked about how in some parts of the world, people wear masks because of air pollution you know, that it's much more normal than it was here. I think we'll always see people now on subways
and
or airplanes.
It's strange.
Right.
No, I think you're right.
But there's going to be an abundance, and the New York Times did a story this week about what is going to happen with all of these pieces of material that we now own.
And you know what? Reading this article, what struck me is the ingenuity of people. It's just an amazing thing.
Okay, so give a couple examples.
People came up with, well, first of all, there was a woman who is a senior at the Fashion Institute of Technology, and she was sketching a wedding dress for a class project when this hit, and all of a sudden she was motivated and thought she could make a dress using face masks. And so she did. She did a skirt that was from 50 different masks. Mm-hmm. She had a cage crinoline base, and then added these to the dress. Then there are people who have been obviously donating, which is a really good thing. There is someone who has made stools to sit on, furniture, out of masks.
And like a patchwork,
they're really
sort of
colorful.
Thing?
Yes, yeah. They're really colorful and cute.
Wow.
Wait, there were a few more that were really good too. Oh, I like this too. This woman in Sydney, Australia, she had found close to 300 face masks on beaches since last spring. So she's incorporated them into what she calls wearable trashin, not fashion, but trashin outfits. And she has installations like an inconvenience store that is full of all of these repackaged items that she collected from beaches. There are sculptors who are making sculptures out of the masks. A designer in Seoul found a way to melt used face masks together at a high temperature and made these stools that I talked about. But who would think of doing that?
Yeah,
that
you know, so
I mean,
random.
Really clever people who have come up with all sorts of ways.
Good to see that it doesn't go to waste. It's interesting, sort of what I was saying. The head, one of the executives from the brand Bagu, you know those bags,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
They do tote bags and handbags. They got into face masks in a big way. They're mostly known for their reusable totes, but they said that they're slowing production. They sold 10,000 masks in the very early days of them. They're slowing production of face masks, but they're not stopping completely. And the reason, their executive said, is I think the pandemic has shifted perceptions regarding mask usage in North America. We feel like there will be a niche role for masks, even as we begin to move ourselves out of the pandemic.
Well, I mean, obviously, I have a bag of masks at home. I'm sure you do, too. I'm sure many people do. I certainly would not throw them out.
Yeah.
I mean, I figure they're going to be used. And, you know, they've talked on so many of the programs about the fact that people haven't had colds this year.
Right.
And flu is. And, you know, some of that is definitely, I mean, sure, we've been inside a lot, but it's also because we're all wearing masks.
Yeah.
And I think the main thing is, I don't think I would feel, like you were saying earlier, I wouldn't feel funny wearing one if I felt I needed to because of a cold or something.
Yep.
Nobody's going to look at you and like, what is she doing?
No, so, it's just been, it's normalized behavior now. It's crazy.
It really is. So.
Hey, speaking of a little crazy, did you hear? So I know this because I have a 13-year-old boy who collects baseball cards.
Yeah.
And they have become very hard to find on the shelf. It's another pandemic trend. Baseball card trading took off like crazy last summer when teams weren't playing.
Right.
It was something for people to do to kind of feel like they were in the sports. And so cards have increased in value and have become popular in a way they haven't been in years and years, to the point that if you've looked in recent months at Target, since the new set of cards came out in April, the things I know, they're gone. You can't find them. I can't tell you how many Target stores I have taken this boy to.
To buying only one pack.
Yes, they had limits.
But they've now had to take them off the shelf.
Right. So a fight broke out in a Target parking lot this week over trading cards, over baseball cards. And now they have temporarily removed them.
You can still buy them online.
Yeah.
But not in the stores.
Isn't that crazy?
Amazing.
Yeah. So don't go to Target stores looking for baseball cards. You're not going to find any. Little friendly shopping tip of the day. When we get back, a really amazing initiative at Rosedale Center. And we're going to tell you about that and speak to the woman behind it. That's next on Shop Girls. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Thanks for tuning in on a sunny, lovely Saturday. Will be a nice day to get out there. You know, it's Art of Whirl this weekend is going on. The auto show, the Twin Cities Auto Show is going on.
That starts today.
At the State Fairgrounds. You can eat Sweet Martha's cookies and look at new cars.
Good deal.
Yes. Hard to really say which is more exciting. There is a really cool initiative happening at Rosedale Center that we wanted to tell you about. So Ramadan ended this week, and after Ramadan comes Eid. I think it's pronounced Eid. I hope I'm right. But our next guest will fill us in on that. And what Rosedale has done is add a prayer space, because after Ramadan, there is a period of celebration and festivities and shopping. Yeah. And now Rosedale Center has a prayer space for its Muslim shoppers. And that is really largely because of local designer Rami Mohammed. And we're so delighted to have her join us now. Hi, Rami.
Hi, Allie.
Hi,
how
thank
are you?
Great. Thank you so much for calling in. And just tell us how this came about. You're part of an advisory council at Rosedale.
Correct. This actually came with, it was just an innocent conversation I had with a great client of mine and a great friend, Sarah Edwards. Uh-huh. And she just, like, I told her about what Eid is and what Ramadan is, you know, mm-hmm. being part of this great Minnesota community is having diversity and diverse friends.
Yep.
So I was educating her about what we do during Ramadan, and I told her about one of my, you know, my dreams would be a great place to pray instead of praying, like, in the sitting rooms and or somewhere in the corner of the mall. It would have been nice that a designated area could be provided for Muslims to pray at least during the month of Ramadan.
Right.
And she thought it was a great idea and approached Rosedale Center, and they accepted it. And ever since then, you know, we continued on with the project and we made it happen.
So, okay, first of all, for those of us who don't know, explain a little bit about what happens after Ramadan. Tell us a little bit about the celebration.
Well, yeah, so Muslims only have two holidays, so the end of Ramadan and the end of Hajj, mm-hmm. which is when we take a pilgrimage to Mecca. And so what happened at the end of Ramadan is Eid, like I said, so it's like Christmas times three for us, right?
Yeah.
So it's when you dress in your best clothing that you own, and you deck out the house, and it's really about children as well. So you buy tons of gifts for them, lots of sweets, and just a bunch of celebrations. So it's like Easter meets Christmas. So it's mixed for all.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So it's a big shopping time in the Muslim community. And yet here in the United States, you don't see, at least in Minnesota, you don't typically see a lot of retailers catering to Muslim shoppers who are out celebrating.
Absolutely not. And I think what Macy's recognized this about 4 or 5 years ago, and I remember we were so shocked. They literally did the minimum, which was put a scarf on a mannequin.
Uh-huh.
And people were like, just ran over to Macy's to take a picture with this mannequin with the hijab on. I'm guilty of it, right? Like, we drove to Mall of America. I live in the Rosedale area and mm-hmm. drove over there just to take a selfie.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It's just, no one's acknowledging this community, and
right.
for Rosedale to recognize that and to act up on that is
That's
definitely a big deal. Absolutely.
So again, pardon the ignorance, Rami, but I want to make sure everybody understands. So when you, let's say you go shopping for the day, how many times will you pause for prayer, and have you really done that in a fitting room before?
Oh my goodness, all the time. So
Everywhere.
As Muslims, we have the fifth, five pillars of Islam, mm-hmm. and one of them being praying five times a day.
Mm-hmm.
So to just put it, to make it easy for your audience to understand, so we pray when the sun rises,
mm-hmm.
and we pray one around lunchtime. We pray one around when you're heading to work around 4 p.m. We pray one around 7 p.m. And we pray one right before you go to bed, so around 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So those prayers, you know, the hour is flexible just a little bit depending on daylight saving. But a majority of the time, so lunch, between lunch and, say, dinner, about three prayers, you end up, you probably are in the mall shopping. And you find a corner, and I think there's not a single Muslim person you will meet that hasn't figured out some shortcut. I thought I was the only one, or I was the clever one
right
in the fitting room.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, fitting rooms are a good option, but yeah, that doesn't feel good when, and you have to feel like you're hiding. So Rosedale has created a dedicated space for a limited time. It's going to be open through May 19th, but it sounds like there's maybe conversations about continuing that.
Yeah. So it's, you know, they're open to that, and that conversation will continue on. But while the month of Ramadan, like I said, it's a month of charity, as mm-hmm. well as very spiritual cleansing time for us Muslims. And as you know, fasting is good for you. Mm-hmm. Intermittent fasting, everybody seems to catch on now. it literally will cleanse you spiritually. And the space is open, and anyone can really, if anyone needs to meditate or take a little time for yourself. I know we live in a kind of little crazy world at the moment. So it's really open for everyone, not just for Muslims. But if you feel like you need a few minutes to yourself while shopping, feel free to use that room as well. So
is there any talk of, are you having any talks with other centers, other shopping centers like the Mall of America, for example, or any others to
also want to do the same thing?
That's a great question. I haven't reached out personally, but I do want this to catch on like a wildfire, like I said.
Sure.
And the thing is, I'm surprised no one has acted up on it, because the Muslim community buying power is so large. It is second to Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And the one mall in particular that gets the most visited, the Mall of America. So I'm actually shocked they haven't acted upon on it.
Here's a number. Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine did a story this week on this prayer space at Rosedale. And according to Statista, the Muslim market size the global Muslim market size is valued at $2.1 billion, expected to grow to $3 billion by 2023.
That's a big market.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
That's a lot of shopping.
Yeah.
A lot of shopping power right there.
I do remember mm-hmm. being at Mall of America. I think you were with me, Allie.
Yeah.
Another year at the end of Ramadan. We didn't know what was going on
because
there were so many Muslim families
that
were there.
Out shopping and celebrating.
And it just seemed like there must be something happening and nobody invited us.
Right.
And obviously that's what was going on.
Yep.
Yep. Well, we have another holiday in about 2 months, and it's Eid, and I'll invite you guys over so you guys can kind of feel that spirit. Yeah, we have one more. Like I said, we only have two holidays, so people go out and shop, especially if they have children. And so you're right. You're absolutely right. It's supply and demand, and there's a huge number of Minnesota residents who have been completely been shut down and ignored.
Right.
And Rosedale has definitely revolutionized this, and I hope this Mall of America, the rest of the malls, will take a note.
I hope so too, and I think as malls are, you know, kind of struggling and clamoring to find relevance and to find their place in the community, what a perfect way to have meaning and to be relevant to people beyond just the act of buying clothes, which you could do online. But if you want to be a place that people want to gather, you've got to think about the community.
Exactly.
Can we talk about the beautiful clothes that she designed?
That's what I wanted to say. Yes. So, of course, Remy, we're so glad that you spoke up on this and that you're leading the way at Rosedale. You, of course, are also a fashion designer in your own right. Ramadan Designs, beautiful things. Tell everybody a little bit about what you do.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, I am a St. Paul, Minnesota / St. Paul based designer. Mm-hmm. And I've been designing for the past 6 years now. Graduated from the Art Institute. I live and breathe fashion, and I love what I do.
And beautiful and things. I'm looking at your website, and everything is just lovely.
Thank you so much.
Do you sell? Are you in any stores, or is it all direct through your website, which is RamadanDesigns.com?
Through my website, and then I do a lot of custom bridal gowns and special occasion dresses. So those kind of keep me busy. I was supposed to open a little studio last year, and the pandemic hit. As a lot of small businesses, I wasn't able to. But I am hoping to open a small space somewhere in Minneapolis very soon.
Well, very exciting. Please come back on when you do that and keep us posted.
I will.
Before we let you go, just tell us what you're excited about fashion-wise. What's inspiring you right now for spring?
My spring line was definitely inspired by a painting of Claudette Monet. It's the Water Lilies, one mm-hmm. of my favorite paintings. And I'm an art geek, and those colors spoke to me. So it's the really rich green and neon colors, very into that. And my collection was very bright and beautiful.
I love that. Week.
We can all use a little color in our lives right now. That's for sure. Rami Muhammad, thank you so much for joining us. We'll put a link to your website on the Shop Girls page at mytalk1071.com. Again, it's Ramadan Designs.
Good luck with everything.
Yes, enjoy the celebration and enjoy the shopping. And so cool of Rosedale Center to introduce this prayer space. We'll put a link to that story online as well. Thanks, Rami. Great to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good one.
Absolutely. We'll be back with Whose Look Is It Anyway right after this. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. And boy, things are really starting to heat up in the fashion world. I'm talking latex leggings, ankle strap pants, and dressing like an ice cream cone. It's time for Whose Look Is It Anyway.
Can't believe she's wearing that outfit.
It's time for the Shop Girls to ask.
Can I ask you something?
Whose look is it anyway?
Where do you want to start? Well, you want to go ankle up today?
Well, I think we have to start with the pants that I am about to buy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. The latex pants.
Why don't you just call Hailey Bieber and see if you can borrow hers?
Well, that might be better because the Saint Laurent pair that she was wearing cost $890. So maybe she could just let me borrow those.
And the question is, would those latex pants have looked any different if she had gotten them from some, you know, really thrifty fashion place that does the same thing?
Or would they look any different if she didn't look the way she does?
Well, that's a different, that's a different issue.
Who else is going to wear latex pants?
She kind of looks like a superhero cartoon character.
On the bottom.
So shiny.
Yeah.
And so perfect. I wonder what it's like to get those on and off.
The first thing I thought of is, what if you have to go to the bathroom? Because it happens.
It does happen. Yes.
Maybe she wears a grown-up diaper.
Okay, that is absurd. What is wrong with you? How hot and uncomfortable must those be?
But on the other hand, if she spills mustard, it would just wipe right off.
Oh my gosh. Wouldn't it? So are we really thinking that this is a trend, or is this just a Hailey Bieber moment?
I think it's a Hailey Bieber moment. But can you tell me something? I'm usually pretty up to date on, you know, the stars and what they do. What does Hailey Bieber do except for showing these clothes to us and being married to Justin Bieber?
I don't know, but Harper's Bazaar said that she's in no rush to start a family as she's focusing on her career.
Yeah, but what is her career?
Do you know
what her career is?
Do you know?
Isn't she a model?
That makes sense. She's probably a model.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they're all, a model who they're wants all to be kind of models. I don't know. I don't know what she does.
Okay. I mean, you know, whatever. She's got the biebs, so I guess that's all that matters. Anyway, yeah. I will not be getting latex pants, just to clarify that. Now, here's another one. Do you want belts around your ankles on your pants?
Wait a second. Here's her official Wikipedia. This is what Wikipedia says. I always go to, if you really want to know, go to Wikipedia. Sure. Wikipedia says Hailey Bieber is an American model, media personality, and socialite.
So, in other words, nothing.
That's not nice.
Well, I mean, she's doing just fine.
She is a trained ballet dancer.
Oh, she
I'll
is?
I'll have you know. Yes,
did
she
not
is.
Not know that.
Her dancing career ended due to an injury. She has been featured in major ads for Guess, Ralph Lauren, and Tommy Hilfiger. And, of course, she is the daughter of which Baldwin?
Stephen
Baldwin. Yep. You're right. See? Correct for 20 points.
Wow. Thank you so much. Yes. Well, you know, I mean, God bless her. Yeah. That's all I have to say.
Right. In her latex pants.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so
how about some other pants?
Apparently new trend is, you know, we saw, I don't know if it was last summer, where people would have these shoes that were all strappy and tie, and they would just, the celebrities would tie the straps around their pants.
Oh, yeah. Remember that? Yes.
Now the pants have their own belts. It's just wonderful.
Yeah.
You can wear any shoes you want.
When you run out of ideas, stick an ankle strap around your pants.
Yes. So they are showing that, you know, sometimes they're ultra baggy pants and sweatpants and leggings and all. And then they take these little belts.
Yeah.
And put them around their ankles.
Right. This is not like your joggers. It's not saying there's like elastic at the ankle.
No.
It's not that.
No.
This is like literally a mini belt around your ankle.
Right. One that wouldn't fit around your waist, but it will fit around your ankle. Now, they showed several different variations and pictures. And one of the things, and I think those are kind of cute, they show pants that have like a bow that just ties on the side.
Oh,
you know, so
okay.
I mean, that to
that's
me is just
good,
a little detail, and
good
that's
modification.
Cute. Mm-hmm. But somehow putting an actual belt on the pants, just don't think I'm going to do that.
There's a lot of like fussiness happening, like a return to garters. Have you noticed this?
Well, I've noticed it on Dua Lipa. Oh, I was going to say it right.
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
There you go.
It's just hard. It's like a tongue twister.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I
noticed she borrowed your garter setup.
Well,
I thought I recognized it.
Here's what I think is so funny. My mother used to wear, you know, girdles with, well, this is what they did. They
girdles is just the funniest word.
but they had garters on them.
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
That's how they,
I don't
there weren't
know
pantyhose
that.
Back then. Mm-hmm. And so that's how they put, and the idea was to cover that up. Apparently not anymore.
Not anymore.
You just let it all hang out there. Mm-hmm. So she, at the Brit Awards, she wore a very, very, very short little dress. And then she had black hose with garters.
Right. All showing. All out
not
there
attractive?
On the red carpet.
Do you think that was attractive?
We're going to say, don't try this at home. I think that's what we'll
or
say
out
about that
either.
Trend.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't think
maybe try it at home. Don't take it out.
Yeah.
If you're if you are a commoner, as we are, please don't try this.
Yeah, not a good idea.
But then there's just a lot of, like, not wearing bottoms. Either
why
they're wearing
that?
Really fussy bottoms. Here's the two extremes right now. Either it's all about, like, pattern and monkey business, like ankle straps, or just leaving the pants altogether.
Yeah.
And that's what Sophie Turner did.
It's cool in the summer, I
guess. What she wore for Mother's Day. I was thinking about this, but then I just went, I just took it in a different direction. with a blazer, kind of a jackety situation, heels, no pants.
Yeah.
No pants.
I mean, I guess the other way of looking at it is that it's a real mini dress. I mean, mini.
Very much so. Yes.
But, like, does she have something under that? And what happens when
who's
you sit?
To say? Who's to say?
But the look of her coat dress, so to speak, is a very popular look right now. The trench coat look, but then a gathered at the waist.
Could we do it with, like, leggings?
Well, I would think that might be better.
That might be our version of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we can't wait to talk shop with you, take your questions, comments, whatever's on your mind. That's next when we get back from the news on the second hour of Shop Girls. Don't go away.